Let's welcome Howard Kaplan. Howard, welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much.
It's lovely to speak to you. What's the weather like in LA?
We're just transitioning from summer to winter, but fruit is different everywhere. And my orange and tangerine trees are just starting to go from green to orange.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. That's a beautiful time of the year.
Best time of the year. Mm,
absolutely. Do you realize you are the first person I've ever interviewed who's been arrested by the KGB? Not so much for my co-host Simon over here. Simon, say hello.
Hello, Howard. Glad you made it out.
Yeah, both his.
For me, it's morning.
Oh goodness, of course it is.
Yeah, it's just after 7 a.m. right, or 6 a.m.
Yes, yeah, something.
Yeah. So Simon's both his grandparents were arrested by the KGB.
Arrested.
I imagine they were in greater peril because they didn't have American passports.
Absolutely.
Oh,
right.
That is true.
Absolutely. Although I don't think you're the top of the pops with the Russians at the moment.
I'm reluctant to go back. I haven't gone back, even though the regimes have changed, just in case.
All right. Can we please talk about your book that is being, it's being launched tomorrow. Is that correct?
I have, 5 novels of the Middle East.
Yes.
The one that was launched, you have the day right, but it's one past today in the other direction. It was launched yesterday.
Ah, sorry. Okay.
It's close enough for me.
Yeah, it's close enough. Okay, so your first novel was The Damascus Cover, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to mention, because probably a lot of people around the world where people listen to us, as well as here in South Africa, have probably read your books.
Well, some of them. The Damascus Cover was recently filmed. It is John Hurt's last picture before he passed away. And it's now available for rental in most places in the world. iTunes, I know, is one easy venue. And Amazon Prime for people who get Amazon.
Incredible. Tell us about your new novel, To Destroy Jerusalem.
It's a historical novel set in Israel, but actually around the whole world, in 1990. It's a novel of nuclear terrorism and the ability to try to smuggle a nuclear weapon into Israel. And I'd love, the book's out yet. I haven't heard anything from any experts, but I figured out a way it could be done. So I'm waiting for my Mossad friends to write me and tell me that either I'm completely wrong or the country's now in great peril because of me.
All right, so I'll tell you what. I think that we need to actually review your book on our book show. We have the best book show in all of South Africa, on all South African radio stations. It's called People of the Book. It is high, high level. And any authors coming to this country, it's like one stop that they will not miss, and that is Chai FM. So, yeah, I think we should be in contact further, and we definitely need to.
Yes, we'll get you a copy of the book. That's not hard to do.
Yeah, definitely. We need to get a copy of the book.
Especially in this e-book world, you can just email them and you get them immediately.
That is true. That is true. But it's also nice to, are you printing hard copies, Howard?
Yes. No, I have hard paperback copies.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So how do we get our hands on the book? Because it sounds like something I'd love to read, as well as Simon. Yes.
If you give me the information, I can mail one. They're also, I don't know how South Africa exactly works.
No, we don't have a post office anymore.
Are they on Amazon? Yeah. Are they on iTunes? All those sort of electronic download platforms.
Yeah, there are, the book can be bought from Amazon UK, for example.
Oh, that's a problem for us.
Yes, but I can get you one.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Give me some mailing address, I will.
Okay.
The postal service still works.
Fantastic. Howard, thank you so much for speaking to us. And we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for getting in touch with myself and with Chai FM. And we'll certainly take this further. God bless.